Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. By the way, the amount of people who are texting in telling me they're not feeling too well, that they've got a cold, because I mentioned I had a cold earlier on. I think it's going, folks. I think everybody has it. Everybody seems to have a cold. So I would suggest keeping warm is probably the best way to deal with it. Somebody wants to know, Niall, should I go and get antibiotics? I don't know. I'm not your doctor. Maybe you should figure that out with your doctor. But generally speaking, colds tend to go on their own. Anyway, moving on. We were talking about Christmas before the break. And, you know, the happiness of Christmas and the decorations and the fun that people have and everything else. And we're talking about all that aspect of it. But there is a sadder side to it as well. And Turn to Me, Ireland's national mental health charity, is urging people to make use of its free online mental health services in the lead up to Christmas. The festive season, often painted as a kind of joyful time, can bring significant stress, anxiety and loneliness for many people. And Fiona O'Malley, who's the CEO of Turn to Me, joins me on the air. Fiona, good evening to you. How are you?
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for staying up so late, by the way, to be on with us. I do appreciate it. Fiona, you know, we were talking about Christmas before the break, but we were talking about the lighter side and the kind of fun time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we don't think, and I had read out a text there a few minutes ago, which caught my eye. And I'm going to read it out to you again, if you don't mind. And it says, I live alone with my little dog. I was divorced after 40 years together. I now live alone in my house with my dog. This is the third year. Last year, I put up a little tree in a pot in the window. I still have a big tree we used to put up, but I'm alone now. And myself and Jesse, I'm assuming it's the dog, don't bother with celebrating Christmas. We're at the end of our lives now. And a little tree will bring back some memories of better times. And I thought that was so sad to read that somebody would be lonely at, you know, obviously the latter half of their life, and would be mm-hmm. that lonely, and you know that they won't have anybody to celebrate Christmas with, and mm-hmm. and it is a tough time for people, isn't it? For some people,
yeah, it's very very difficult. And I suppose when we think of kind of the Hallmark movies and everything to do with Christmas, we immediately think of warmth and being with friends and family. And for some people, unfortunately, they are very, very lonely. And I think around Christmas time, it's exacerbated because maybe connections that you might have with neighbours or with friends or families or work colleagues, they're reduced because most people will be spending time with their loved ones. So people who are maybe a bit more on the fringes of society, who might feel lonely, generally speaking, that is exacerbated around Christmas time. And I think certainly when we compare our lives to what we see on social media, it can be even more difficult for some people who feel extra lonely, because what they see on social media is you know, people celebrating these wonderful moments, celebrating these tender moments.
Yeah.
And just unfortunately, some people...
Social media has, over the last 10 years, I've said that it's always just little clips of people's lives, and they always show you the best bits of their lives. Of course, people don't show you the worst mm-hmm. bits of their lives. And we mm-hmm. always look at their lives then with some sort of level of jealousy and think, oh, their life must be much better than mine. Why isn't my life as happy as that? And not everybody's mm-hmm. life on social media, be it Facebook or Instagram, is as happy as they make it out to be. But who is more at risk, I suppose, to suffer with their mental health at this time of the year? Is it the elderly? Is it men? Is it women? I mean, who's more at risk?
The elderly and men, generally speaking, are more at risk. Women generally tend to prioritise self-care more, and women generally, studies have shown, generally are better at reaching out and getting that support from their networks, be it friends, colleagues or family members, whereas men have a tendency to still bottle up and to not talk about people, to not reach out and get that help when they need it. We have, I suppose, fractured the stigma around mental health in Ireland, thank goodness, but we still have a long way to go. And unfortunately, men, particularly older men, for some reason feel like they still can't reach out or are a little bit more hesitant on reaching out, Niall. And our number one feedback that we get from people across all genders, but particularly older people, when they use our services, we offer up to 6 free counselling sessions to adults in Ireland. When people use our services, the number one thing that they say is, I should have done this years ago.
Yeah.
That breaks my heart, because I just think of years of
suffering for nothing.
Yeah. And suffering. Yeah. Exactly.
And why is that such a big difference between men and women? It's because obviously women tend to have bigger social circles. And is there still that thing that men, there's a kind of macho thing, they don't talk to people about it because that's not what a man does? Does that still exist?
I think it does still exist. Toxic masculinity, we've seen a rise of that over the last couple of years, particularly on social media channels. But then women are also better at keeping in touch with people, particularly when they get older, whereas men aren't as good as women at doing that. So for lots of different reasons, men tend their social circles tend to dwindle more the older they get.
They tend to still, there is still that thing there. And I know we're living in a world of equality now where, you know, women are in the workplace, et cetera, unlike many, many years ago. But still, there is that still that thing, I think, that exists within men sometimes of being the provider. Christmas can be an expensive time of the year. You know, it can be difficult to pay all the bills, you know. And I suppose they burden themselves sometimes with the responsibility of doing that and feel if they're not doing it. And let's be clear. You know, if you're listening, there's a lot of people not doing it. Everybody can't make ends meet. So you're not on your own in that the department. But they feel like if they fail somewhat if they haven't done that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the pressure to be the breadmaker, men still might feel that more. And that might be something that's just inherited. That might be something that affects older generations more. Mm. And that the festive period brings significant financial pressures, as you say, from buying gifts to hosting gatherings. And for a lot of people, this leads to heightened anxiety, stress and worry. So if anyone is suffering from any of those stresses, or even if they feel a little bit lonely, Turn to Me does offer, as I say, up to 6 free counselling sessions to adults living in Ireland. And maybe just it might be a good time for us now to reflect on who we know in our communities that might be a little bit lonely, whether it's a neighbour, whether it's, you know, a colleague, and maybe just to reach out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the smallest gestures mean the biggest, even if it's, you know, popping into your neighbour for a cup of tea or stopping and asking how someone's doing.
Can I get you anything in the shop while I'm going over or whatever?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what advice can you give people who may be struggling with, you know, a kind of work-life balance and finances? And I know people who work around the clock this time of the year because it is expensive, and not just because of the festive season, because it's winter and the bills are bigger, particularly, as we all know at the moment, the energy bills. As I mentioned earlier on, as we speak, it's one of the coldest nights of the year. There are people sitting at home who are afraid to turn on the heat because they can't afford it. So, I mean, so what do you say to people who are kind of struggling with that work-life balance? They're working too hard to make money just to pay the bills.
So balancing work responsibilities with, I suppose, the Christmas preparations and personal obligations, that can feel really overwhelming for a lot of people. Turn to Me offers practical advice and support to help people maintain equilibrium, reduce stress and prioritise their mental health amidst the chaos of the Christmas season. And as I said, all of our services are available on our website, turntome.ie. We offer up to 6 free counselling sessions if someone feels like they might need a little bit of extra support through the Christmas period. And there's nothing to be ashamed of in reaching out. It's not a sign of weakness. It's certainly a sign of strength. And I have great admiration for anyone who takes that initial step to reach out and to get free mental health services. And Turn to Me also runs throughout the Christmas period. We work throughout the Christmas period, including on Christmas Day. We have a support group available most evenings at 6 p.m. And then, as it says, as I said, those counselling sessions available as well.
I mean, another thing that happens at Christmas that we kind of don't think about too much, well, some of us don't, but family dynamics, that time of the year can be difficult. You know, people that you haven't seen maybe all year, sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws, there's always a row. And, you know, there can be difficulties dealing with those kind of situations at Christmas. Things can go wrong, tragically wrong sometimes. I mean, how do you deal with those kind of dynamics?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's just so common. The reality is the vast majority of families have at least one dysfunctional relationship in the family unit, and family tensions can rise during Christmas period when we're spending a lot of time indoors for confined spaces for extended periods. And, you know, sometimes our nearest and dearest know how to press their buttons like no one else does, and it can reignite old conflicts or create new tensions. So if you feel like that describes your family, again, which is very, very common, there'd be no harm just to go upstairs or to go into a different room if you think an argument might be about to explode, and just take some time out to yourself, do some meditation, deep breathing. And again, as I said, if anyone needs our support, we are available over the Christmas period as well.
I mean, it must be difficult for you to man that kind of service, by the way, you know, kind of around the Christmas period as well. That must be a difficult time for you guys as well.
It is, yeah. Actually, the Christmas period is one of our busiest periods throughout the entire calendar year.
Isn't that, by the way, the fact that you're saying that is really sad, I think. That it's meant to be the happiest time of the year, but unfortunately for you, with people with mental health problems, it's the busiest time of the year. So that's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is indeed. And it just, again, highlights that, you know, when you compare your life to what you see on Instagram, it's like comparing your life to an advert. What you see on Instagram is not reality. You're getting a tiny glimpse into a heavily edited portion of someone's life. And unfortunately, as I say, the vast majority of families have conflicts, and people overstep boundaries. They don't respect other people's boundaries. And
alcohol is a big problem too.
Alcohol, yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it can be a period of heightened emotions and any, I suppose, dysfunctional conflicts or relationships can flare up very, very quickly.
Are we seeing, by the way, Fiona, sorry for interrupting you, but are we seeing more and more of younger people being affected, you know, by depression, by mental health problems or those kind of difficulties, anxiety or whatever it is, stress? Are we seeing more young people being affected by that because of social media?
Yeah, we certainly are. And we do also see, I suppose, an increase in young people reporting feeling anxious after spending prolonged periods online. And one of those reasons is probably because they're comparing what they see online to their own lives and feeling inadequate by comparison. Mm-hmm. But then also, we all know social media can be very, very polarizing, and the algorithms whip up division and whip up fear in people. So if some people, you know, feel like their mental health is suffering because of social media, we'd always encourage people to take a break from social media, and it might be to the benefit of their mental health.
Well, look, it's a great service, and any adults who are living in Ireland can access Turn to Me services by visiting turntome.ie. Now, it's spelled T-U-R-N with the number 2 and then me. So it's turntome.ie, and the platform is very easy to use, completely confidential and available for anybody over the age of 18. And these are free services, include up to 6 free counselling sessions, unlimited free support groups, and a free meditation program, and free Thought Catcher online mood diary. What's the Thought Catcher online mood diary, by the way?
So, yeah, that's a great question. So the Thought Catcher, we have 5 different services that come in a free format, and the Thought Catcher is an online mood diary, so you can track how you're feeling on different days, and you can input it into our website. If you grant your counsellor access, they can view it too. But the Thought Catcher is a very good device in between counselling sessions or in between support groups, and it can help people pinpoint what triggers them.
Okay.
So for example, if you're writing, oh, I had an awful day today and I don't know why, and then you look back and you think, oh, well, actually, I met that person in the workplace and they're very toxic, or
I was stuck in traffic or whatever it was, or
or if I had exams coming up or something like that. So it's a great way for people to, I suppose, journal how they're feeling, and also get them to pinpoint any patterns in negative or positive mental health.
Well, listen, keep up the great work, Fiona, and it's sad that you have to be there in the first place. Unfortunately, there is these problems in life, and people will always have problems, stresses, anxieties. We all go through those kind of difficulties at some point in your life. So remember, you're not alone. Everybody goes through it, and you can access it by, as I said, going to turntome.ie. That's turn2me.ie. Fiona, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us, and I appreciate you coming on the air and staying up so late.
Thanks a million. Bye.
There you go, Fiona O'Malley from turntome.ie. Unfortunately, Christmas is not a happy time for everybody. For a lot of people, it is, you know, but for some people, unfortunately, it can be a little bit lonely. It can be a bit stressful. It can be expensive. You know, don't take the burden on your own. By the way, you know, if you're thinking to yourself, I don't have the money for Christmas, you know, well, then just cut back. You know, I know that's easy for me to say, but you're not the only one. You probably think to yourself, oh, I'm the only one in this position. There isn't that many people in this position. You're wrong. Most people now are in exactly the same situation. Most people in this country, I would imagine about 95% of the population of this country just make ends meet. Just get from, you know, wage packet to wage packet, essentially. They're skint by the end of the month. What do you reckon, AJ? Am I right? About 95%, probably. Yeah, there's 5% out there who are a little bit wealthier than the rest of us. There's that 1% who are millionaires. But the rest of us just struggle on. You know, one wage packet gone, we're doomed. But we all, I mean, that's just the way it is. And it doesn't matter. I mean, nowadays, even if you earn a good wage, sure, it's gone really quickly because of the cost of everything. It's crazy. But as I said earlier on, if you're sitting at home and you're cold, you know, particularly if you're elderly, put on the heating. Worry about the bill afterwards. Talk to the provider. When you do get the bill, if it's expensive, they'll work with you on it. They won't cut you off. They really won't. All right. There was a time when the government did do this thing. Do you remember that there about 2 years ago? They had, when the energy prices went up initially, did this thing where they promised they wouldn't cut people off. I don't know whether that still exists or not. They shouldn't cut you off anyway. Once you approach them and once you talk to them and negotiate with them, they won't cut you off. All right, but do turn on your heating. Don't be cold. Thank you very much indeed to everybody joining us tonight. We should talk to you again tomorrow night, same time. Enda Murphy's on the way with some lovely love music.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.